Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Greg Allen, thank you very much indeed for that. We'll talk to Greg a little bit later on in the programme. Now, we spoke about this yesterday, but today the founder of Paddy Power Betfair, Ireland's biggest bookmaker, says there are worrying elements in the popular cash machine competition run across several Irish radio stations. Stuart Kenny says he believes the competition entices young people under 18 to gamble. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here and has looked at this. You reported on this yesterday, as I say, Barry. What's at issue here today?
Yeah, so Cash Machine runs 5 days a week across Bauer Media's Irish network of radio stations, the so-called Go Loud network, including News Talk Today FM, Spin 103.8, 98 FM and Cork's Red FM, and presenters across the stations. They read an identical script reminding listeners of the prize fund every hour. Contestants enter via text at a cost of €2.50 plus standard message charges, and all listeners from all stations, they're vying for the same prize fund. The stations combined call a contestant after 3 o'clock and they must answer within five rings and relay the cash amount on air. If the person doesn't answer, they don't win and the prize fund rolls over to the next day. Now, competitions and radio are nothing new, and indeed they're a lucrative revenue stream for RTÉ as well, and of course RTÉ broadcasts the National Lottery, and they're lucrative too for RTÉ Radio, with 2FM currently giving away a holiday a day for a €2 entry fee.
And you mentioned that yesterday as well. So why are there concerns being raised here then in terms of the cash machine?
As one of the country's eminent experts in treating gambling addiction, Professor Colin O'Gara, told us yesterday how he feels this competition should be removed as it mimics the harder end of the gambling industry. Questions two over how it's governed. Listeners contacted Liveline earlier. One woman spending €250 a month on cash machine, and others noting how they had entered the cash machine previously and were then sent several reminder text messages from Bauer in the following weeks. The messages stipulate the new amount in the cash machine and ask whether the person would wish to enter the competition again. And these messages can often be frequent. So the answer to this competition is given in the text message. There's no need to listen to any of the radio stations on the Go Loud network. And generally, this might be considered unique by some in the industry, as competitions such as this are used not only to drive revenue, but also to drive audience. Also, people who wanted to opt out of these text messages would also have to pay to opt out at the standard network rate, as Joe Duffy found out.
It's actually worse than gambling, I think. If you reply that you want to enter, you text win, and then they'll send you back another text for two more entries for the price of one. You just enter once and that's your opt-in.
It can become a way for people, maybe it is becoming a bit of encouraging, like, people to take a chance gambling.
Did you then get a text saying, will you play today, here's the answer?
I did. I've managed to get a few of them lately, and this morning then there is an option to text back stop, which is fine. I said I'd do that, but then just before I sent send, I was going to actually be charged for sending the text, so I said I'm not going to send it. So you can't get out of the option of stop unless you get charged on your phone, which is ridiculous, because I didn't want to play it. It was just a nuisance getting these texts.
And following all this closely, Cormac, has been the founder and former chief executive of Paddy Power, Stuart Kenny.
Well, first of all, Barry, it is clearly gaming or gambling. People are risking the premium, the cost of a premium text in order to win money. So it is gaming or gambling, whichever way you want to describe it. So that is number one. And far be it from me, with my past, to ever condemn anybody gambling or gaming. I believe that they are saying they're limited to 12 people. One has to take them at their word. And certainly technology now wouldn't have any problem on blocking after 12.
Yeah, they limit it to 12 entries per person.
Yeah, per mobile phone, obviously, because they have no other way of being able to track it, I would have thought. Two really worrying parts are young kids are getting mobile phones at the age of 12 now, and this is much, much too early for people to be what is gambling. This would entice them into gambling. and taking it that the frontal lobe of the brain, which is the rational part of the brain, doesn't mature till 26, it is so important that young people don't gamble.
You say it's important young people don't gamble. The competition is limited to those over the age of 18. Does that not allay your concerns in relation to that?
I am lost as to how, considering all they have is your mobile phone number and your name, how can they check whether a person is 18 or not? Bookmakers have to go through, and rightly so, an incredible, tortuous process with people opening betting accounts now. You have to show identity, proof of age. This, as far as I can see, is all the only thing they have is your telephone number and your name.
So for you, there are real concerns that young people could be exposed here?
Yes, there would be. But really, where there is absolutely no doubt that they have to change one thing. I mean, number one, they have to protect under 18s. But number two, the idea that they charge when people want to stop, to text stop, that they charge you money for texting stop. The idea that somebody who might be running into difficulties with gambling has to pay to stop, to send a text with stop, that they charge you for that. That is outrageous and must be stopped immediately. You couldn't justify that. You want to do nothing that will encourage a problem gambler to continue gambling.
This idea of people being reminded of the fund within the so-called cash machine they may have entered previous, a week previous, and that they are sent text messages reminding them of what's in the fund now and prompting them to enter. What would be your description of that pattern of behaviour by the provider?
Well, it is enticing people to gamble, but it would be a bit rich for me, of all people, to be condemning people for encouraging them to gamble with my past in Paddy Power. But may I say that the new regulations brought in by Minister Brown, being brought in at the moment by Minister Brown, will tighten up all these areas. Now, I don't know whether it will apply to these cash machines, but if not, it should.
And that's the founder and former chief executive of Paddy Power, Stuart Kenny. What does Bauer and indeed the government say about all of this, Barry?
Bauer Media Ireland has always insisted, indeed it did yesterday and today, that it has visibility of playing patterns for the cash machine and it adheres to all guidelines at all times. In relation to the issue of those under the age of 18 playing the games as well, well, competitions to RTE would have similar rules to those of the cash machine in terms of under 18s playing and participating, that their identity and their age might be checked upon winning rather than at the point of entry. Although the difference here, perhaps as former senior executives in News Talk and Today FM have pointed out to me over the last 2 days, that this competition is taking place in quote unquote an industrial scale over the last year. Now yesterday the government had intimated, or a spokesperson for the department had intimated, that the cash machine would be exempt from new rules around gambling advertising coming in as it fell under lottery legislation. However, a slight reversal on that today, the Department of Justice clarifying that the cash machine could well fall under new gambling regulations to come in later this year, and indeed under the auspices of the new gambling regulator, Anne-Marie Caulfield, a spokesperson saying it'll be a matter for the authority to determine how call-in competitions such as this should be licensed and regulated in the future, depending on the particular characteristics of the activity.
Well, thank you very much indeed for bringing us abreast of the developments in that story. Barry Lenehan, Míle Buíochas.